live. Dial in and bring up what you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You actually get to create the content on the website, should you like, or you can just go and vote on it. See listeners around the country, around the world, submit different show prep suggestions to the website, whether it's a blog post or a news article or a YouTube video. You submit it, and then others vote as whether or not they like or dislike whatever it is that you've submitted. So the top story before the show tonight was the Libertarian Party of Florida basically eschewing anarchists and principled, liberty-minded people.
Yeah, I saw that article.
Yeah, from their ranks. And so you can influence that. You can go and vote on the different items there, and you can submit your own. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive. For those of you just tuning in, we've been talking about everything from government school to the government military and now to the court system, the so-called justice system. Kind of come around full circle because we were talking about some of the justice system stuff in the first hour of the show. And we've actually got Kramer, I think, still with us here listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. And Kramer, we've been talking about market justice. Are you there with us?
I am.
Okay, great. So we were talking about market justice, and you were talking about how you couldn't really understand how the free market could handle something like this. And I could try to empathize. I can empathize with you because I was once in that same position.
Same here.
It was very difficult for me to wrap my mind around this idea of removing the monopoly from this particular so-called service. And there's a great book called The Market for Liberty. It's at book.freekeen.com. You can download it there in PDF form or ebook form or in an audiobook form. And you can get a lot of great ideas from this book. It was written actually in the 1970s, and I think it was really way ahead of its time because a lot of the things they described doing would be a lot easier now with all the information technology we have at our hands. But you described yourself as a conservative last hour, isn't that right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Now, am I wrong to believe that conservatives understand how competition is a good thing?
In certain situations.
In certain situations?
You know,
let me give you an example. I own my own company.
All right.
Okay? I'm the guy that makes the decisions.
Yep.
I have a group of people underneath me that work as a team. They help me make the right decision, but ultimately it's my decision to make.
Okay.
Right? So if I start letting my guys make decisions about my company outside of my purview, what is going to end up happening to the company? It doesn't necessarily make it better because they don't have the same vision, they don't have the same work ethic, and trust me, they don't have the same work ethic.
Sure, sure. You own your own business.
Right. So I understand free market 100%. I don't see how it works in the justice system. Let me explain why. In particular with the justice system and government as a whole, as a society, we need somebody to go to. And let's say perfect example of your model. We go after a guy does a crime. How do I go shop for the best deal? Because am I going to have to pay up front to get this service rendered and then to go track him down and take care of him?
Well, you know that there's a free market in bounty hunters in this country. I mean, people go out and they grab somebody and they'll bring them for justice. So that's
that's not the true model of the bounty hunter. The bounty hunter is based on the fact that somebody has promised X amount of dollars up front, generally with a bond, whether that be cash or the ownership of a house or property or so on that they put up as collateral, and they go out after that person in lieu of that bounty that could have been put on them by the criminal themselves, not by society, not by the victim.
I understand where you're coming from, and there's all kind. I get where you're saying, but you do understand. I mean, you understand the plea bargaining system is a system that is contrary to dispensing justice. You understand that the court systems are overloaded. You understand that the war on drugs that the legislature has passed down to the courts. The courts are doing nothing in the area of freedom when it comes to the war on drugs. And it's all because the system has You can say that it's salvageable, and I suppose that there's some argument to be made for that, but we'll never know because there's not any competition. if there was competition, then we might be able to figure something else out. And, you know, the courts are already using force. What you seem to be stuck on is, well, we can't use force without the government stepping in.
No. See, you've got the government as an entity, and I think you said it earlier tonight, is that it's a group of people that make laws, and then they enact those laws by the power that they're given by those laws. So it's only a group of people. The problem with the government is that everybody views it as an entity, like it's this thing removed, and people just go to work every day, and the government is this machine that takes care of things.
Let me finish.
No, I think what ends up happening, and you know what, I agree that we do a lot of political work. And in that political work, I've seen the inside workings of how the system works. And for most, all intents and purposes, it's not the most successful people that we have in Washington, trust me.
No, by no stretch.
They're great salespeople. A lot of them are just great car salesmen that have a nice suit. With that being said, it's still the best system that is in place that we have.
That's like saying you've got the best cancer,
right, that's like two people sitting in the hospital ward saying, hey, my skin cancer is better than your lung cancer.
Look, the government justice system is a huge joke. It is something that is almost impossible to reform. And bringing competition into the world of justice can only bring good things. Competition improves customer service. Competition improves the quality of products. Competition brings prices down. Competition makes things better.
I agree with you. Where is it going to start? And what it's going to start with?
Good question. How about New Hampshire?
Let me ask you. It could.
Yeah. Because we're moving liberty-minded people here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We're bringing people together who actually care about liberty, who are going to do something about it. And if any change is going to occur, it would seem to be where those people are. And Kramer, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
I think he was thoughtful and insightful. I think we get far too few of those calls. I would encourage him to call in on a nightly basis. I had a lot of these questions at one point in my life, and I would really like to hear him more often.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that
we just can't take up an hour.
Right. We've all come from somewhere that isn't where we are. And we've many of us have. Julia, you came from the left. Mark and I came from the right, for lack of better terms. And now, you know, I'm so far away from that old me that it's hard to empathize sometimes. So I didn't feel like we were mean with him or anything like that.
Not mean with him, but you know, I think that we don't take it from the basics as often as we could.
This conversation could go on for hours
indeed.
And hours and hours.
Indeed.
It is not something that can be talked about in 5 minutes.
Right, you really
and
have
the
to
justice
go
system is sort of advanced stuff anyway. There's a lot of places that the government can be cut out of. If you're going to leave cops, courts, and roads in the purview of the government will be cut down by 95% anyway. And I could get on board with that because I don't think that those things will be outside of the monopoly of government in my lifetime. But assuming that my lifetime is a normal span of a lifetime, I mean, you know, changes in technology are changing all the time. But to dismiss it out of hand, to say that this is not possible, that is what I have a problem with. Mm. You don't know what the world's going to be like in 200 years. I mean, 300 or 400 years ago, Puritans were killing Quakers right here on American soil. People that left the homeland to get religious freedom were killing people that left the homeland to get religious freedom over religious freedom because they didn't believe that inside of one geographic area the two religions could exist. Mm. To suggest that you somehow know that the world's going to be like in 200 years is short-sighted and juvenile.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's always going to be this way.
Right, I know what life's going to be like in 200 years. You don't have a clue what life's going to be like in 200 years. And I'm not saying that he was saying that. I'm just saying that there's people out there listening who are, you know, that's going through their mind. It went through my mind. I'd understand the experience.
If there's one thing that's constant is that things change. It's just slow.
Yep.
It is brutally slow, the change.
You know,
that's for sure.
I'm looking at the advances in technology. I'm seeing the way that science is making robot arms that people can move with their mind. People right now can move prosthetic arms with their mind. That means that they can move prosthetic bodies with their mind. How long before they take your brain and stick it in a robot body? How long before they can take your brain, upload it on the internet? Right now, the immortal people exist right now. They're here. They just haven't been made immortal yet.
It's probably sooner than you think, the answer to that question.
Right, so the world's going to change.
800-259-9231. That much you can count on. 1-800-259-9231. Take control. This is Free Talk Live.
On average, a smoker will die 15 to 20 years earlier than a non-smoker. Quit risking your life. Quit spending all your hard-earned money. Quit worrying about dirty looks. Take your freedom back and switch to American Blue Tip, the hassle-free electronic cigarette that looks, feels, and tastes just like the real thing.
It's not real smoke, just water vapor. Crazy.
I can finally relax without sucking in all those chemicals and tar.
No secondhand smoke.
Quit thinking about it. Make the switch to American Blue Tip right now. It's everything you love about smoking without the tar, tobacco, and carcinogens. You won't even miss cigarettes.
Call now for your risk-free trial of American Blue Tip. Call 1-800-604-3206. That's 1-800-604-3206. Quit stalling and switch right now. Call 1-800-604-3206. That's 1-800-604-3206.
Where can you find a super-strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial in toll-free. The number for you, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are free. The webcam is one of them. It was down and out last night. It was having some technical difficulties, but it's back Still kind of tweaking things, but it's there, and it's at cam.freetalklive.com. And there's also a chat room built into the same page, so you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. If you're watching the cam during the last segment, you saw me walk out of the studio at one point. That's because the police were at our front door here tonight, delivering a love letter from the city of Concord, where I will be going to court over a parking ticket, apparently, next month. Sir,
that'll
not next month, next week.
Time.
Next week. Yeah, so I've never been to court in Concord before. I guess we're going to find out what that's like. And so anyway, that's where I went to during the last segment. Cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch that.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. They're one of the leading causes of death in the world. And you've probably been thinking about these e-cigarettes and thinking about giving them a try. They're a much healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. That's just by trying these e-cigarettes and using them. So you already start being richer, feeling better, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 of these cartomizers with a coupon code FTL, and they'll give you a free starter kit. Also, there's free shipping on orders of $60 or more. And you know, you've tried one of these things out, Ian. Both of us have tried them.
Yeah, they're nice.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. The cartomizers we have 0 milligrams of nicotine in them, but they're still kind of interesting.
It's tasty.
Yeah,
it's cherry flavor.
Cherry flavor. They have a cherry and vanilla in that flavor. But there's a lot more flavors in the nicotine variety.
Oh, really?
Because those are the ones that sell,
yeah,
right?
Sure. Sure.
You know, who buys e-cigarettes to...
Well, I guess, right, we were talking about this last night. The reason why you would buy the zero is because you've been working down. So you start with the full nicotine and then, or the half nicotine or whatever. You just kind of cut down the nicotine levels, and then over time you get to zero, and then you keep doing it because you're still used to the motion
fixation,
of your hand,
yeah,
the fixation around that, until you can finally wean yourself off of that habit.
I encourage any cigarette smokers, encourage you to try e-cigarettes. Go to Vaporsmiths.com.
I don't see how you can go wrong.
It's
with it.
Vaporsmiths.com. Here's their telephone number. If you don't have if you don't have internet access, it's 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Again, it's 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That allows you to get in touch with us about what you want. Let's talk to Eddie Free, calling from Washington, D.C. Eddie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, guys. How are y'all tonight?
Hey, great, Eddie. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'll tell you, you had mentioned the Market for Liberty. After reading that a few times, it's quite difficult to go back to being a statist.
Mm.
I was calling about tomorrow. There's a chance for everyone to do a little bit of civil disobedience. Tomorrow is National Run Red Light Day.
Oh, no.
And so, you know, the state trusts us with the vehicle. They give us permission to drive on their roads. But they don't trust us to pass through a red light safely, which is just completely ridiculous in and of itself. So I just wanted to encourage everyone that, you know, maybe you don't want to go out and get arrested by the police, or maybe you don't want to wear a hat in court or whatnot, but you can do this. You can look safely to the left and to the right and make sure that there's no vehicles coming, make sure there's no camera, and just pass through that light like you're a free person, like you're a free man or woman.
I do that every day.
It's a good feeling. I don't drive every single day, but I've done it often enough. I've done it within the last week.
I run the red lights all the time. I don't stop for stop signs if it's safe to do so. I'm
right.
A safe driver, but...
But you know it can be so irritating. You're out late at night. You're sitting at a red turn signal.
It's 2 a.m.
It's 2:00. There's no reason in the world for you to be sitting here. No one's around, and you're just following lights as if that has something to do with keeping someone safe. You know, I don't even think most cops enforce that. Frankly, they may pull you over to find out whether or not you're drunk, but I don't think generally, I suspect most of them won't give you tickets because they know that it's stupid.
Eddie.
Yeah, well, I mean, according to some reports, I mean, we spend 6 months out of our lifetime sitting there waiting at red lights.
Jeez.
And, yeah, and I run through them, you know, quite often, you know, if it's clear, and just as long as I'm not going to hurt anybody, I think it's just fine, and I just wanted to encourage your listeners to go ahead and do their own little civil disobedience tomorrow.
That 6 months statistic is pretty staggering, but especially so if you take it and you multiply it out times, 300 million people or whatever, then how many hours are we talking about? And that's a lot of wasted, possibly productive time that people are just sitting being obedient.
Yeah, well, add that to the amount of time you stand in line at the DMV, too. So, it's a thing.
Hey, Eddie, anything else you want to share tonight?
That's it, Ian, and great show tonight, and y'all have a good one, guys.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Actually, speaking of Eddie Free, he's again up there in D.C. We were talking about the D.C. Jefferson dance parties that have been happening over the last couple months. And what happened on the 4th of July, on Independence Day, there were police checkpoints up, apparently, throughout Washington, D.C. As people were walking from place to place, they were being waylaid by the police. They were having their bags searched and their persons questioned and their ID demanded of them. And I guess our former co-host Meg was down there and experiencing this, and she had her video camera. She has put together a couple of videos at her YouTube channel, which is The Freedom Movement, all run together as one word. I haven't had a chance to watch them yet. I'm going to. I'm likely post them over at freekeen.com for those of you who haven't seen them yet. But they were telling us about them in detail on the radio, and it's going to be interesting to see the video footage of the police state in Washington, D.C. on of the most ironic of all days, Independence Day. So that's still to come over at freekeen.com. 800-259-9231. Let's continue, though, with you and your thoughts. And go to Tay-Tay, calling in Kentucky. Tay-Tay, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Tay-Tay, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, well, I recently got a speeding ticket, so I'll fill you on the parking ticket in. It sucks. I'd pay $176.
Well, I'm not going to pay. I'm going to go to court, and then I will refuse to pay whatever the fine is, and I may go to jail.
But I wanted to get in on the discussion a little bit earlier about, like, y'all were talking about, like, singularity, or like, you're talking about, like, technological progress, and,
yeah.
Like, well, I mean, I want to challenge the idea that, like, we can never have, like, a best possible system, because I don't even think that, like, I mean, the technology, you know, it's accelerating at such a rapid rate right now, at such a rapid pace, that, you know, like, even, like, anarcho-capitalism or whatever, like, maybe, you know, that won't even, like, it'll be even better than that, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe we'll all be like a, you know, like a collective mind. Like, it's not like, you know, maybe it doesn't just end with the individual. You know what I'm saying?
Like, well, I see where you're coming from, and I think that there's a good possibility something like that might be possible. I don't know how soon it will be, but
see, the thing is the singularity might not just be like a machine or something like that. It might be like a new drug.
Well, I see where you're coming from. Thanks for the call tonight. I'm kind of losing your connection there, but the singularity, as I understand it, is the point at which the technology becomes basically eclipses humanity. I mean, maybe I'm not describing it exactly right. We'll come back. We can talk about more about the singularity here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go. BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want and dial in at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the site at freetalklive.com. You get the last week's worth on the top of the front page of the site, and then if you click into the archives section, it takes you all the way back to late 2006. All of it is free at freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
As we continue with you and your calls and thoughts, Tommy is on the line in Alabama listening to WBHP. Tommy, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. Great show. Hey. Great work. Keep it up.
What's on your mind, Tommy?
Yeah, I'm a steel erector, and the company I work for, this has been several years back, 2007 or somewhere. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Sound fine.
Okay, I'm on a cell phone. Excuse me. Anyway, the company sent me to a job in Hannibal, Missouri. I guess it's about 100 miles north of St. Louis. I probably smoked pot 40, 45 years. And one day, I stayed in an apartment. It had like 10 apartments in it, 5 downstairs, 5 upstairs. I was buying pot from the guy across the hall from me.
Mm-hmm.
I play a lot of MLB baseball on my PlayStation 3, and it makes a lot of rock and roll music as the batters come up in between bats. So
right.
I'm sitting there playing baseball, smoking a joint. I hear the door knocking. Well, I think it's the guy next door coming to smoke a joint and play baseball.
Uh-oh.
We'll open the door. Yeah, I'm holding a burning joint in my hand. So I open the door, and it's the freaking Hannibal cops.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah. So to make a long story short, anyway, I lived about three blocks down the street from the police station. There was about a foot and a half of snow on the ground. So he took me down to the police station, drove me. Never did handcuff or anything. Got the bag of weed. It was like maybe two and a half grams at the most. So we fingerprinted me and all this type of stuff, but they never did arrest me. And he said, well, I'm going to turn this over to the district attorney to see if they want to prosecute. Well, about 3 weeks, nothing ever happened, so I thought it was blowed over. Well, one Saturday, I happened to be off work, and here, because I was city police. Well, one Saturday, I was off work, and here comes the county sheriff knocking on my door, had a subpoena summons or whatever to go to court. So it kind of freaked me out. I told my boss, I didn't mention nothing about pot. I just said I got in trouble for a noise ordinance. I was violating their noise ordinance, trying to keep it straight. So anyway, I told him I had to get an attorney. I was going to try and beat this in court. So I didn't know that much about law, so, and I'm not from that town, so I'm riding down the road looking for a lawyer's office. I find one. I go in there, find this criminal defense attorney. And I walked in there, and I told him what had happened, and he said, yeah, I'll represent you. I know the prosecutor. Me and him are good buddies. We fish together. Everything would be all right. So I stated to him, I said, look, buddy, the kind of work I do, they send me all over the country. I'll be going to California here in a couple months. So I don't want your piss test, and I don't want to be signed up reporting to y'all every month for probation. So if you could get me a fine, that's fine. I told him how much money I'd give him for the 2 grams.
Right.
And he said, well, I think we can work things out. So he charged me $800 for that, to represent me in court. So I gave him the $800. And he sent me a court date. I take off work that day to go to court. He don't show up.
Oh, no.
God.
No, I am serious, guys. He does not show up. So I'm sitting there from like 7:30 in the morning till lunchtime. They done seen everybody. They never did call my name. So finally I went up and asked the bailiff. I said, buddy, I got a court date here today. My attorney's not here. Some guy come over, he told me he was my attorney's partner or something and all this. And anyway, to make this story as long, but to make it short, they sent me another court date. So I go to court. He showed up this time. He got me 10 days in jail. And I said, well, buddy, I'll lose my job with 10 days in jail. Can you maybe get them on weekends? So we went and talked to the prosecutor, and sure enough, yeah, they gave me weekends. Well, the first weekend, I had to be there at 8 o'clock on Friday night. I get out at 8 o'clock Sunday night. So I go report to the jail. They don't have any record of me supposed to be there.
Oh, man. Just a bureaucratic nightmare.
I'm serious. This really happened, guys.
You're doing everything that they're telling you to, like show up at the court.
They can't even keep their paperwork straight. But this is the best system in the world.
Yeah, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Good story.
You know,
over 2 grams of pot.
We were talking about the singularity in the last segment.
Oh, thanks for
the reminder. And I think we really need to touch back on to that, because a lot of people have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah.
The singularity is a term for a moment in time when humans and machines kind of fuse in sort of a oneness. Now I can't go beyond that. I'm just a person talking on the radio. I'm not an expert in this or anything like that. But there's a lot of things that are. Everybody would agree that smartphones are kind of like having a second brain on your hip. You know, a lot of people carrying these things around. They have a lot of information at their fingertips that they didn't previously have a few decades ago.
If I'm at a restaurant and I need to know what it's in a sauce, Google it.
Yep. You can look it right up.
Yep.
If you've got a peanut allergy, it changes your life. There's no doubt. There's also situations where people are using prosthetic ear devices, hearing aids. This is the melding of man and machine. People, having arms that they can now move. This happens. This is happening, folks. Arm that you can move with your brain, a hand with fingers that you can move with your brain. If you can do that today, then in a short decade, you'll be able to move a body with your brain. And go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I pulled up the Wikipedia definition of technological singularity. It refers to the hypothetical future emergence of greater than human intelligence. So I think that the actual definition is where computer intelligence reaches, essentially becomes equivalent to human intelligence, and then what happens beyond that is really exciting.
I think that's supposed to be really soon. The computer intelligence beats human intelligence.
It's probably going to be.
I mean, it's already,
the next...
they're already whooping our butts in chess and Jeopardy. What do you want?
Well, no, but they don't have real artificial intelligence in that they, you know, they don't have feelings yet. They can't empathize with you. So there's a lot to go as far as artificial intelligence is concerned. But the idea would basically be that at that point, at the point of the singularity, the computers no longer need us. The computer could then upgrade itself. The computer could then program its next version. The computer could then program its, you know, the robot could then create its next body. That kind of thing. Where, you know, oh yeah, you humans are great, but, you know, we're fine now.
And that's when they turn on us.
It's, you know, this is the dystopian future that some people look at. But who knows? Maybe we are just the larval phase of a machine race.
Let's continue here. If you want to learn more about it, Ray Kurzweil is a fairly popular proponent of this particular theory.
I, however, am holding out for the robot body and the computer brain and which my, you know, my personality is taken and put in. I think it's interesting. There's lots of questions, but, you know, and if you don't like it, if it makes you uncomfortable, just remember that the alternative is death.
You could just, yeah, you could die. But there will be upgrades and things like that to your body that will become available as well. You will essentially be able to become a bionic person, I suppose. Would that be the right term?
A cyborg.
Cyborg. That's
cyborg,
it.
Yeah.
All right, so let's continue with Travis in West Virginia. Travis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
How goes it, guys?
Hey, Travis, what's on your mind tonight?
Not too much, man. I think I need a little bit of what that last guy was smoking.
You're in West Virginia. It can't be that hard to find.
No doubt about that. There's plenty of pills.
Oh, boy. Anyway, go ahead with what's on your mind tonight.
Well, I'm an ardent libertarian. I'm a founder of Students for Liberty down here at Concord University, and I am a member of the Free State Project, but I am torn on an issue.
All right.
Coal mining's big in this state, and, you know, coal companies run a lot of things around here. But, you know, there's an issue of surface mining, which gets into water supplies and damages people's health in the community. I was just seeing if you could put this issue in perspective for me from a free market, you know, point of view, and how would you get around an issue like this from a free market point of view?
Well, anytime somebody's damaged in the marketplace,
right. is this about fracking? I just want to make sure I'm clear.
No,
it's not really fracking. It's surface mining where they blow the tops off of mountains and it causes mudslides. And are you going to break?
Well, we'll tell you what. Hang on. We'll bring it back here in a moment. We can talk about this. 800-259-9231. It's essentially an environmental question.
Yes.
About pollution and how would the marketplace handle that. And I think Dr. Mary Ruard has a good suggestion. We can come back to him for 800-259-9231. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for you and your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you if you're on the line right now. If you didn't make it in on the lines tonight, well, try back tomorrow night. We do this thing every single night during the week. You can, of course, get more over at freetalklive.com. Also, we moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, as we mentioned earlier tonight. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the Free State Project. It's a movement of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all converging to the same place. New Hampshire was chosen. Hundreds have made the move thus far. Over 11,000 people are currently pledged to make the move. We need to reach that. We need to make that number 20,000. And, Mark, you've got a plan to help get from 11 to 20,000.
Right. The Free State Project has been, you know, it's an idea that's been around for nearly a decade now. And we've gotten 11,000 signers of the statement of intent, but at the rate at which we have been proceeding along recently, it'll take until 2026 to get our 20,000 number that we're looking for. I don't want it to take that long. I want it to be done in 12 months. And if you're as frustrated as I am about this 20,000 number, but you don't know how to get the Free State Project's number moved along, it's difficult to get your family and friends signed up, I've got a plan. That plan is to get liberty-minded individuals to, you know, go and make telephone calls and petition in public areas for signers, the Free State Project. We've already gotten dozens and dozens of signers so far. I pay these activists for their time, and I need you to sponsor some signers. The Free State Project currently pays $100 per signer in advertising. I get them for $35. So go to freestatenow.com and sponsor 1, 3, or 10 signers, please. It's freestatenow.com. You will get your signer. I guarantee it if I have to do it personally.
So we'll continue with Travis in West Virginia. Travis, you're working in the coal mining business down there, and there's a particular phenomenon that results in the possibility of polluting other people's property. And you were wondering about how the marketplace, the free market, might handle something like that. Is that pretty much a recap?
Yes, I'm not working in the coal mines, but I'm pretty familiar with what goes on. Is that me or you that beeping?
I don't hear a beeping, so it must be you. Maybe your phone is dying. So, but what was the process called again? Like where you blow up mountaintops and there's avalanches?
Yes, there's an issue with mountaintop removal. They don't go underground and mine. They blow up the tops of mines and get the coal out that way, and it causes mudslides and horrible chemicals get into people's water supplies, and you know, it'll cause cancer and a bunch of other deadly diseases. How would the free market take care of something like that without, you know, government intervention?
This comes to sort of, you know, this is a civil issue. Essentially, somebody is aggressing on your property, whether they're, you know, pumping noxious gases, whether they're destroying, you know, fracking underneath there and sending gases up through your property, whether they're, you know, doing whatever. They've opened up a bullhorn factory next door to you. All these things are intrusions on your property. Obviously, there's a sort of a medium, you know, you can't buy a property next to, say, a racetrack and then expect peace and quiet. But at the same time, yeah, I mean, somebody can aggress upon your property. Those people should be required to make you whole. In fact, it's always been governments that have protected businesses. And I think it was about the time of the Magna Carta that I think it was orchards. You know, people were wanting some kind of, you know, remedy from the court system having to do with orchards in some way poisoning other properties. It was something to do with the nature of orchards, and I'm not sure exactly what it was. But the court systems, the king basically gave, you know, a dispensation to everybody who had an orchard. Ah, they're allowed to pollute like this. Screw you people. Mm-hmm. And this is essentially...
Same thing with corporations today.
You know, it's so difficult. Right. Corporations can basically do this. They ask, they get the approval of the government, and then they can pollute away, and there's nothing you can do about it. The court system is so convoluted, so Byzantine, so messed up, so useless, that you can't even... The average person can't file against a big company and win. Why? Because it's the government. The government rewards its friends and punishes its enemies.
Right. In a free market world where people are actually responsible for their actions, where corporations wouldn't exist, you'd have companies, you'd have businesses where those businesses were liable for what they did, unlike corporations, which many are limited liability companies. These folks would be liable, and companies would know that if they made a mistake, if they screwed up somebody's property and they poisoned something or polluted something, that they would have to clean it up. They would be much more cautious about what it is that they did, and if they did make that mistake, then they would be held liable, and their insurance company would likely step in to make the victim whole, and then they would have to settle up with their insurer or whoever was providing them with that insurance, and it would make it a lot more difficult for them to become insured on into the future, and if they had to pay out a huge settlement, then it would make it more difficult for them to compete with their competition because they'd have to likely raise their prices of their products in order to attempt to to make that money back, which would make it more difficult for them to compete with their more responsible competitors, so to speak. There's a lot more detail in Mary Ruart's book, Healing Our World, which I highly recommend. You can get that for free over at book.freekeen.com, and I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. She really does a great job in addressing environmental issues and like animal extinction and other issues like that in much more of a detailed manner than we can do right here, because we've got to continue with your calls. Mac, listening in Delaware to WGMD-FM. Hello, Mac. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, how are you guys doing? How's everybody doing there?
Just great. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, about 20 years ago, I used to receive a newspaper, and it was pretty much back in the day, it was considered almost underground. And I believe it came out of Idaho or Oregon. And what it was is it was an informational paper, and it also gave you educational material where, for example, one of the things that these guys were doing was they would not volunteer into the driver's license system. Mm-hmm. So they would drive, and the same thing with automobiles. They wouldn't get plates and registration and all that, and they would get pulled over by their local police, and the police would ticket them, and they'd have to go to court. And these guys were winning cases hand over fist time and time again because, you know, they would convict them, but what they did was they would continue to go up the ladder into the judicial system until they got to the higher courts that really understood the basics of the Constitution, And being that they didn't volunteer, they weren't subject to these rules and regulations.
So your claim is that once they got up to the higher courts would find them not guilty?
Many times, yeah. Yeah, it was always the lower courts that that would convict them.
Well, that's an interesting story. I mean, I'd be more interested to see if these people are still doing that today and how it's going for them, because it doesn't seem to me like the higher courts really know much about freedom or the Constitution or care about those issues. But I'd love to see those success stories, because I support Freedom to Travel advocates. I mean, those people that are out there, I've done some of it myself, but I'm not willing to pay $180 to appeal to the Supreme Court. I don't want them to get any of my money. So basically that pretty much cuts me out of being able to go up the chain like that, because I'm also not willing to fill out their financial affidavit, giving them all my personal financial information in order to beg them to waive their $180 filing fee. That's how it is here in New Hampshire, at least.
Right, right. And that's what I'm trying to find out, because what happened was this is back in the day of Randy Weaver and Ruby Ridge.
Okay, so that is a while back. I can tell you that right up here in New Hampshire, we actually have one of the folks that listens to this show, Rich Angel, was in court recently for some sort, I think it was driving without a license. And he did go through district court and was found guilty, and he did say he intended to appeal it. So it should be interesting to see here in 2011 how a case like that goes with somebody who has been studying this. Rich Angel is somebody who he came from Montana, and he kind of came from that same kind of viewpoint of, he has the freedom to travel. He doesn't have to ask anybody's permission to go from point A to point B as a free human being, and he's not going to, and he's willing to go all the way with this. So we'll keep you in the loop as to what happens, and thanks for the call, Mac. I appreciate it. Let's talk to David, listening also in Delaware to WGMD-FM. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Last night you guys were talking about ways to get out of the military.
Mm-hmm.
I had a situation that at the time I thought was very unfortunate. I had been deployed to Somalia, and I was engaged, and so it was a pretty quick and rapid deployment. So my fiance, I left power of attorney to my fiance. And by the time I got back, I was, unbeknownst to me, she had written a lot of bad checks from my checking account. Those turned into about 4 warrants for my arrest. So I was arrested, which once I went to court and everything was cleared up, and it was a misunderstanding and this, that, and the other. But anyway, during this process, I got kicked out of the military. I was given a court-martial.
Why?
It's basically financial problems.
I don't understand. Their financial problems or yours?
Well, it was based on having warrants, a bad check. I had an overzealous commander that I was an Army Ranger, but I was sent to Forces Command after I had...
So write some bad checks, get taken to court, and you get kicked out of the military?
I received a general discharge.
I wish we had more time for your story, man, but we are out of time for tonight. If you like telling us more, you're welcome to do it tomorrow. It has been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join you tomorrow again at freetalklive.com.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.